Welcome to Spotlight 10. We share our favorite stories with you, spreading the full range of fiction, nonfiction, and comedy. Learn more about the world around you or dive into a new reality built on sound storytelling. Each of these feature episodes has been crafted by a different host with a different style. Let's jump into this week's episode.
Everyone, and welcome to tonight's episode of Choices on WCAT East Lansing. I'm your host, Sarah Cherry. To get into the Halloween mood, we've got a pretty spooky story for everyone tonight, and we're going to need some people to call in, so make sure you've got your phone handy. Let's jump into it. It's October 30th, the night before Halloween. The air is cold and crisp, with colorful leaves all on the ground, but it's too dark outside to see them. Two girls, Maya and Katie, are walking down Maple Oak Road.
Stormy! Stormy, where are you?
Don't worry, Katie. We'll find him. It's so weird that he would run off like that. Has he done it before?
No, he's a pretty timid cat, but he's just never ran off for no reason. Stormy!
The girls keep walking down the street, looking in bushes and around trees. All of a sudden...
Stormy!
The cat runs past the girls and into an abandoned house. The house is a dark blue, almost black color, with broken windows and rotting wood. It seems as if it has been abandoned for decades. Katie and Maya walk towards the door.
I don't know about this, Katie. This place gives me the creeps. What should we do?
So we're going to take a little bit of a pause and take a call from our first caller. Yep, we got you. Why don't you tell me your name and where you're from?
My name is David. I'm originally from Baltimore.
Okay, so David, pretend you're in the mindset of these two girls. Do you enter the house, or do you just turn around and go home?
They should enter the house. Low-key, I'm not too concerned about their well-being at the moment. Like, for the plot, I feel like they have to go in, right?
That's a pretty valid point, David. I also would appreciate you doing this for the plot. But you're not concerned at all that, I don't know, something spooky might happen in the house?
Nope. It would be kind of wimpy if they didn't. I say go for it.
Alright, you heard him. Let's cut back to our story.
I think we should go in. If there's any chance to get Stormy back, we have to.
The girls enter the house. It's dark, only being lit by the moonlight peeking through the broken windows.
Katie, this is disgusting. There are spider webs everywhere, and I hate spiders.
They make their way through the house, coming to what seems to be an old living room with lots of strange objects on the table. Katie picks up one of them and clicks some buttons.
Maya, what do you think these are for? This one says EMF reader, and the one over there looks like some kind of book.
She then picks up a book and starts reading the title.
The Basics of Paranormal...
What was that? It sounded like it was coming from downstairs.
It's time to take our next caller.
Hi, I'm Jenna. I'm from Houston, Pennsylvania, but I'm really loving Michigan.
Good to hear. Now, Jenna, in our story, we need to decide where to go from here. Should they go towards the basement, or should they stay looking at the objects on the table?
Oh, this is going to be a hard one. Because I really don't want them to go in the basement. There could be anything down there. In every horror movie where they go into the basement, something goes wrong.
Fair enough, I understand that one for sure. But how do you feel about all the weird objects in that living room? Would you rather the girls stay there?
Well, now I'm not sure. The book title is definitely not a good sign. Maybe they should just keep moving around the house. This is too much pressure.
I mean, we can ring someone else in.
No, I got this. They should go downstairs. Yep, they should go downstairs.
Downstairs it is. Thanks for calling. Back to the story.
We should go check it out.
The girls walk down the steps, which are very flimsy, almost as if they were incomplete. In the basement, they find an empty room with only a bookcase and a door, which seem to be painted over and sealed shut. As the girls approach the bookcase, they hear a familiar sound.
Oh my gosh, did you hear that? I think it was coming from behind the door. But how do we get behind it?
Maybe there's a path under the stairs? I just have to look.
Katie crawls under the steps and seems to disappear.
Maya, I did it! There's a crawl space here!
Suddenly, the temperature drops in the room and books start flying off the shelves at Maya. Things are sure ramping up now. Poor Maya is stuck getting assaulted by books. Should she stay and fight, or should she run away?
Oh my gosh, I got in! Hi, I'm Mackenzie from Birmingham, Michigan.
Michigan born and raised, love to hear it. So Mackenzie, what should Maya do in this scenario?
Oh, she needs to get out of there. Books flying, I don't mess with that stuff. Sounds like the work of the paranormal. You know what, I actually have to look into ghosts and spirits and stuff like that, and how to track the objects they saw earlier, I think.
Okay, thanks Mackenzie. Looks like you wanted to run away.
Oh, I'm not done it. I know a ton of stuff about the equipment and...
Alright, let's continue on with the story. Maya runs up the stairs frantically. As she does, the stairs collapse, trapping Katie in the crawl space.
Maya, what happened? Oh my gosh, Stormy!
Katie reunites with her beloved cat, Stormy. Just as she goes to leave, she realizes that she's trapped. She decides to walk to the door, but can't seem to get it open.
That's right, it's still shut on the other side.
The room gets cold, and goosebumps cover Katie's skin. This is it. Something's not right. Now, what should Katie do? Let's hear from our final caller. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
We sure can, you're on Choices. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, I'm enjoying the story. My name's Tim, I'm from Canton, Michigan.
Alright, Tim, you've got the most important choice in your hands. What should she do? Should she bang on the door, or should she stay quiet and hope whatever is in there won't find her?
I'm pretty sure that this might end poorly either way. I'm glad she found the cat, but I don't know if there's a happy ending after all this.
You gotta be a bit more optimistic. Give Katie a chance.
Fine, I guess. How about she bangs on the door? Whatever's in that room already knows her name, so it knows she's there. I think hiding would be pointless. She needs a way out.
Thinking with some logic. I like it. Thanks for calling in, Tim. Let's cut back to Katie.
Maya, help! Please!
Finally, the door flies open. Maya is standing on the other side looking frightened, with a knife in her hand that she used to cut the paint that was sealing the door.
Let's go, now!
They run out of the house. As they look back, the house is lit up with a dull, cold green. There are what seem to be ghosts flying all around the house.
Whoa.
I'm glad we got out. And I'm glad I found you, Stormy!
That was crazy. But please, let's just go home.
The two girls walk away, continue on with their night, and never look back. The end. Thanks for tuning in for this frightening episode of Choices. I'm your host, Sarah Cherry, and this is WCAT East Lansing. Have a good night, and be sure to look out for any ghosts this Halloween season. We'd like to give a special thanks to our cast. Katie is played by Madison Stark, Maya is played by Lorena Russell, David is played by Jack Cohen, Jenna is played by Stephanie Monk, Mackenzie is played by Gina Budman, Tim is played by Matt Williams, and our host is played by myself, Sarah Cherry. Story and feature produced and written by Sarah Cherry. All sound effects are licensed for use under Creative Commons and pulled from freesound.org. Music is from Universal Productions.
Like what you hear? Rate us on Spotify, give us a like, and follow Audio Video Land on Instagram, where you can find more Spotlight 10 updates, teasers, and behind-the-scenes content. Spotlight 10 is an Audio Video Land production by digital storytelling students of Michigan State University, in collaboration with Impact 89 FM.